The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65+.
Yes, it is. It's time to feel good. Walking on sunshine with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know why? Because we're healthy here. We are here today with our friends from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. We got all the seniors walking on sunshine. I've got Dawn with us. Who is she? Dawn Dorman. She is their community relations specialist. And a special guest this morning, Dr. Megan Gupta, who's one of the physicians affiliated with this organization. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So glad you're here. All right, so let's kick things off, Dawn, with telling us all about Ochsner Novant Health 65+.
Ochsner Novant Health 65+.
Yes, ma'am.
We have two clinics here in Pensacola. We have a clinic on 9 Mile, East 9 Mile, and we'll give you all of that great information. Also a clinic in the Bellevue area. We are a primary care doctor's office. Want to start out by just letting everybody know that's who Ochsner Novant Health 65+ is. And we'll talk about all of the other things that we have that kind of encompasses what we do out in the community, what we do in our clinic. So we are driven by a strong vision, and really that's to empower older adults in our community to live healthy and fulfilling and independent lives. And we have a comprehensive program that provides customized primary care, social and wellness offerings, all in one location, and that's both locations at 9 Mile and Bellevue. And our clinics are really designed specifically for the unique need and interest of older adults. And we'll talk a little bit about our community room and the things that we do in there. We invite our patients and our members that come and participate. We ask them really, what would you like to see? What do you want to do? What's going to get you out of your home to come up here and do some fun things with some other adults? And really, it's so touching and rewarding to hear all of the wonderful stories they talk about. We've got patients that come and they teach our handmade art class, or I'm sorry, our handmade card class. They paint. We have diamond art now that we do. All of those are really thought about by our seniors and our patients, and it gives them such a great sense of purpose. So we love to be able to do that. We have cooking demonstrations. We do fitness classes. So every Monday at our 9 Mile location, we have a chair fitness class called Ageless Grace. Mm-hmm. We do that at Bellevue on Thursdays. And then, of course, our doctors work out with our patients twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock. And really, that builds that relationship and that trust between that doctor and that patient. So mm-hmm. I love that we are able to do that. And really, where else can you go where our doctors are going to be working out with our patients?
I'd buy a ticket to that.
I know.
I've seen the pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
And it looks like a lot of fun.
Yes. We have so much fun. And we have, you know, a great wraparound care team really designed to help our patients achieve their health goals. And that's our primary care doctor, like Dr. Gupta here. We have a social worker, Ms. Sarah Kay. She's been on here a couple of times with me. We have a care coordinator. We have a great patient access care team. And, of course, our nurses there.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yes.
So go ahead. And then why is this clinic, why is a clinic of this type so important for the Pensacola community?
Yeah, so really this one, whenever I read these numbers, I was kind of taken aback. So by 2034, it's projected by the U.S. Census Bureau that older adults will outnumber children for the first time in U.S. history.
Wow.
So, wow.
That's a wild statistic.
That is a wild statistic. So by some estimates, about 3.5 million health workers are needed by the year 2030 to meet the rapidly expanding population of adults that are older than 65. So really, you know, that's a great field to be thinking about, you know, as our college students and our high schoolers are, you know, thinking about what they want to do. Take a listen to that statistic. So this means, you know, of course, there's an increasing need for caregivers and health services for people over the age of 65. And Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus is here to help now. And really, the way we do that, our clinic offerings extend beyond traditional medical services. It's really a holistic approach. It includes social and wellness opportunities really match to our patients' needs and interests. We've got the group fitness classes that I talked about. We've got cooking demonstrations once a quarter, health coaching, card games, crafting sessions, so many crafting sessions. We play bingo. We do karaoke. You know, where else can you go to your doctor's office and, you know, have some karaoke going on when you walk in?
That sounds great.
Yes, yes. So we, we've got Wild Birds Unlimited coming in August.
Now, what is that?
Wild Birds Unlimited. So shout out. They have a store actually here in Pensacola.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And they
Of course.
Yes. And they come in and they talk about bird watching, and a lot of seniors and even myself, I love to watch birds, got the bird feeders out. It's really relaxing.
So they're going to come
so many in this area. And they're going to come in and talk to us a little bit about that. And really, as caregivers, you know, maybe the folks that you're caring for can get some enjoyment out of that bird watching too.
Sure.
a couple of different reasons to do that.
Okay. And then you said Lego building.
Absolutely. We've got Legos over at our Bellevue location. You know, it's so cool. Getting our seniors working those fingers again and snapping those little pieces together. As long as we don't drop them on the floor, we are good.
The rules still stay the same,
don't they? That's right. They do. Line dancing. We've got line dancing at both locations starting in August. So we're excited about that. Those classes fill up pretty quick. Learning to do a little two-step.
Whoa. Well, if you just joined us, we're talking with Dawn and Dr. Gupta from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus Clinics here in Pensacola. If you've got a question for them about their services or how do you get can sign up or come by, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So tell me some of the clinic's unique features. Specifically, we've already touched on some, the social connections and community engagement.
Sure.
That's so important for seniors.
It is. Staying out, getting out of your home, really. Not living life alone. I know our clinic manager would say that a lot. Get out of your homes. Come talk to people. Come build relationships. We've had so many inspiring stories from our seniors who have made so many friends just by coming and, you know, visiting with each other at some of these activities. And I didn't mention, we also have a fitness center. So once you become a patient, you can actually work out. We have a gym there, a fitness center at our location
too. Oh, no kidding. That's great.
We have folks that come and work out every single day, and they've made friends, you know, walking on the treadmill next to each other. So, but really, community engagement and social connections really play a crucial role in promoting healthier, happier aging, staying socially active. It helps combat loneliness and depression. It enhances cognitive function. It encourages physical activity and participating in community groups, volunteer activities, and really maintaining contact with your friends and family. That can foster a supportive environment that really enriches the lives of seniors. We do a card making class, and a lot of times we make cards for folks to either take home and send to loved ones, birthdays, thinking of you.
Oh, how
just
nice.
Just a quick little sweet card to be able to, you know, you feel good when you're writing that note in that card. And then that person that receives that card is going to really just feel so loved whenever they get that too.
Well, it's a lost art.
It's so nice
when you have all the bills and everything else that come in the mailbox.
That's right.
And you get a sweet little card.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. And get those stamps before they go up anymore.
True. That's true too.
Yes, definitely. And I mentioned, you know, we have the chair exercise, line dancing, really focusing on physical well-being, the crafting workshops, you know, bring out that creativity that you have. And if you don't feel like you're creative, we've got samples and inspiration. So we can pull out that creative vibe that you've got going on somehow.
Spark that creativity.
We're going to spark that creativity. And really, we've seen an increase in physical activity levels, and equally important, these gatherings have ignited a sense of joy and belonging among participants. And really, it's just enhanced their overall quality of life. And we're so thankful to be in the community and be able to do that for our seniors in this community.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Yes. So you have a special guest with you today.
I do, Dr. Megan Gupta, and she's fairly new to the 9 Mile Clinic. I'll let you talk about how long you've been here and really what drew you to become a physician, Dr. Gupta.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to meet you all. So like Dawn said, my name is Dr. Megan Gupta. I've been in the 9 Mile Clinic since last year, end of August. Recently new to being a physician and absolutely love working with Oshner and Avant Health 65 Plus. It's been a wonderful opportunity. As far as what drew me to medicine, I come from a background with a lot of family members that were doctors as well. And my mom and dad kind of put that in my head initially. So during my kindergarten graduation, when everybody got up to the stage and said, I want to be a ballerina, I want to be a movie actor, actress, I want to be a policeman, I said, I want to be a doctor.
Oh, there you go.
And yep.
So, every parent's dream, really. Yeah.
And I just always had a love for medicine, so no regrets at all.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we're blessed to have you, no doubt.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So with us being right in the middle of summer and in Pensacola, it's so hot, so humid. Oh, gosh, you can't even 5 o'clock in the morning, you walk outside and it's just, whoo.
Oh, yeah.
So how can our seniors stay active, be active, but stay cool and safe?
So it's best to go out in the early mornings or late evenings when the temperature is not as much and the sun is not as intense. Some of the activities that we can go ahead and engage in would be walking, gardening, stretching. Try to do this before 10 a.m. and after 6 because it tends to be very hot throughout the day. And instead of being outside, try to focus on low-impact indoor activities like Tai Chi, chair yoga, stretching, walking laps in an air-conditioned location. Come on over to us at Oshner and Avant Health, 65 plus a 9 Mile in Bellevue. Engage in some of our activities with us. Come say hello and schedule a tour to see our facilities. It's very important also to remember to stay hydrated. So drink water regularly. Even if you don't feel thirsty, you'd be surprised how much water your body is losing by being outside. If you're not a big fan of water, add some lemon to it. Add some cucumbers. Add an electrolyte enhancing options or drinks or powder to your drink to help make sure you're staying hydrated. If you're going outside, make sure you wear light colored clothing because dark clothing attracts the sun. Clothing that is loose and breathable. Tight things tend to hold in heat longer in the body. Make sure you wear your sunscreen. It's very important to protect yourself from sun cancer. Sunglasses, wide-brimmed hat, protect your face.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard one of the things to be aware of is, too, is that if you stop sweating and you're outside in the heat, that's a bad sign.
That is a very bad sign.
Not a good sign. So get yourself indoors immediately if you can, somewhere cool, and hydrate.
Exactly. So we're lucky here in Florida that our humidity is high versus somewhere like Arizona, where it's so dry. So in Florida, most people will end up, if they're going to start getting heat exhaustion, they will feel it. And however, in Arizona, it's so dry that the body does not sweat a lot of times, and you don't even realize how dehydrated you are.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. Make sure you go and walk with a buddy so you guys look after each other. If you want to keep cool, wet a washcloth with cold water. Put that on your face and neck.
Mm-hmm. That's an old runner's trick to put that on the base of your neck.
Exactly.
To cool down your temperature.
It works well. Mm-hmm. Use a fan or a mister. Find a shady spot. Take breaks in between. And make sure you know the signs of heat exhaustion. So dizziness, nausea, headaches, excessive sweating, confusion. Mm-hmm. So make sure you seek medical attention if you end up experiencing those.
Okay. So what are some of the best ways to stay hydrated?
So if you are outside for a long time, make sure that you go ahead and you're drinking water throughout the day. Like I said, make sure they have electrolytes in them if you tend to be a little bit more dehydrated and you're out for longer.
And there's lots of drinks for that, like Powerade, Gatorade, all those different kinds. And you can even get sugar-free ones now.
Yes, yes. But just be careful with the energy drinks because they're usually meant for athletes. And especially if you're on certain medications, some of those electrolytes can affect the body and the way that the drinks are absorbed.
So we need to check with your doctor on the best one for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically.
That's a good tip.
I did not know that either. Yes. Okay, yeah. Good.
Because these energy drinks, a lot of them have caffeine. Be careful with that because caffeine can cause dehydration even more. If you're on certain medications like diuretics, which a lot of our seniors are on, they'll end up making you urinate more and end up causing electrolyte abnormalities.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Water's the best.
Water is the best.
Okay. Okay. And then what are some of the symptoms of dehydration? We've touched on that a little bit already, but maybe go into more detail.
Yes, yes. So like I said before, headaches, fatigue, if you start feeling dizzy, dry or sticky mouth, pay attention to your urine. It's very important. If you start urinating less or your urine appears darker than normal, urine should be a light yellow color or clear. If it is dark yellow or orange, then you know for sure you're dehydrated. Watch the medications. Caffeine and alcohol intake also causes dehydration, so be careful with that and can affect your urine color. If you're having poor muscle coordination, your heart ends up racing, you're feeling lethargic, you're irritable, change in mental status, these are all things to make sure you look out for. And if you're experiencing any of these, please be sure to go straight to the emergency room.
Okay, so what is, who, I guess would be the question, is has an increased risk of heat stroke?
So elderly and babies, the extremes in ages. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, I would like to touch upon what is heat stroke.
Yes,
so heat stroke gets thrown around. Mm-hmm. What is it? So basically that's when you have an elevated of your core body temperature over 104 degrees Fahrenheit and you have central nervous system dysfunction. So like dizziness, change in mentation. These are examples of the CNS dysfunction. Mm-hmm. There are two types of heat stroke. So one is the non-exertional classic heat stroke, which is more common, and the other is exertional heat stroke. So for the non-exertional classic heat stroke, it can affect anybody, but we tend to see it more common in extremes of age. So our elderly population and our babies and children. Mm-hmm. For those, make sure you go ahead and everything we talked about, stay hydrated. For the elderly, watch if for the certain types of medications can increase your risk for that. Alcohol, drugs, those that are obese, that have cardiovascular issues, diabetes, have to pay certain attention to. Same thing, children, babies especially, they are not able to regulate their heat and cooling system as well as we are as adults. So therefore they will not sweat most of the time.
Right.
So we cannot tell if they are overheated. Mm-hmm. And that's why they say be careful with babies and pets. Do not leave them in a car. Even if it's for 5 minutes, the car temperatures can increase extremely and the babies and pets will not be able to regulate.
I just saw a news story where someone left their children in a car with the air conditioning on, well-intentioned, but the car shut the air conditioning off automatically after 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
So it was not a good ending.
Yes.
So I can imagine. Be aware. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So what should you do if you're with someone and you see these signs and you think they're experiencing heat stroke? What do you do?
I would quickly call 911. Mm-hmm. Try to get them to a cool place. Try and get some cold water to cool them down. A cold wet rag, put it on the back of their neck and on their face. And if you have capability of getting them into a cool bath, please be sure to do so.
Okay. And then we talked a little bit already about how to prevent heat stroke. Maybe you can go over a few more of those things in case somebody just joined us.
Yes. So definitely, in order to prevent yourself from heat stroke, wear loose-fitting clothes, breathable clothing, avoid dark colors because they attract the sun. Plan your outdoor activities at cooler times of the day, so early morning or late in the evening when the sun is not as hot. Be sure to be hydrated. Drink plenty of fluids, such as water. That's the best source of hydration you can receive. Consume alcohol in moderation, because that can go ahead and dehydrate you faster, along with caffeine. Make sure you protect yourself from the sun with broad spectrum sunscreen, UVA, UVB sunscreen, sunglasses, hats. Know your limits, most importantly. Please do not exert yourself. And if you're not accustomed to exercising in the heat, please do not start right now, especially a pregnant woman.
Oh, gosh, probably not a good idea.
Yes.
No. Okay. Okay, so then one of the questions that just came in, if you have a question, we're talking to our friends at Osher Navant Health, 65+, 850-437-1620. One of the questions that popped in was, do you take health insurance?
We do. So we take traditional Medicare, and then we also take Humana Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay.
So we do get a lot of questions about, do you accept TRICARE? And we TRICARE for life. Mm-hmm. So we do. Medicare is considered your primary, so we will accept patients that have TRICARE for life as well.
Oh, that's
so that's always one of the questions I get whenever we talk about that. And then, of course, like Dr. Gupta said, come in, take a tour of our clinic. We would love to see you. We will take you, introduce you to the staff if they're available. Just really give you that warm, fuzzy feeling whenever you walk into your doctor's office.
Yes. Well, I noticed here, too, that every time they come in, they bring me this fabulous calendar.
Yes, we do.
So we've got a couple minutes left, and we could probably highlight a couple of the events coming up for the month of August and, well, in July, too. We still haven't finished July yet.
No, we have not. I believe in July we've got... today we learn about, for our patients who are wanting to learn about the My Oshner app, we are going to teach them how to use that.
Oh, you have an app?
Today. We do.
Oh, that's great.
It's wonderful. They can message their care team, find out their test results, set appointments, figure out when their next appointment is. Mm-hmm. So they can plan their wonderful activities for the month. But August, we have got so many wonderful classes that they can come. And I just want to let everybody know there is no cost to do any of these events that we do in our clinic. It is open to the community. You do not even have to be 65 to come and take part in
any of these events.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you don't have to be a member, per se.
No, you do not. You do not have to be a patient of our clinic. Just bring your friends. Come get out of the house. Mm-hmm. Get out of the heat.
I'm assuming you're air conditioned.
That's right. We are air conditioned. Yes.
Good news.
Yes. And we do have, so if you are a caregiver, we have the first Monday of every month, we have When Roles Are Reversed. It's Adult Children Caring for Their Parents. It's a support group.
That's
and
a good one.
It is. We have so many seniors, and then the children now are becoming caregivers for their parents. So we have a support group on Mondays, or the first Monday of every month at 5:45. I talked about, you know, Wild Birds Unlimited, the healing power of bird watching. That's coming up at our 9 Mile Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
If you would love to receive, or if you would like to receive these calendars in the mail, I would say give us a call. We can get you on our mailing list. You can stop by. And I'm going to give you some, if you've got a pen or pencil handy, I'm going to give
you
all kinds of stuff to be able to write down. So follow us on Facebook. You can give us a follow on Facebook. You'll be able to see all of the events that we do. We have two clinics, like I mentioned, in Pensacola, 9 Mile, 850-558-4665. Bellevue is 850-558-4670. That one is on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway, right there next to Publix. It's our newest clinic that opened up in March.
Very
so we're
exciting.
Excited about that. Mm-hmm. Follow us online, oshner.org/65Pensacola.
Easy for you to say.
Right. Facebook, give us a follow, Oshner65+ Florida. And then for events specifically, if you just want to log on, it's oshner.org/65University events.
And I should mention, you spell Oshner, O-C-H-S-N-E-R.
Yes, and I think.
O-C-H-S-N-E-R.
Yes, and I know I say Oshner, it's actually Oshner. Okay. I have to correct myself a lot.
Okay.
But stop by, take a tour. Our 9 Mile clinic is 1095 East 9 Mile Road. We are catty corner from Everman's. Bellevue location, 5998 Mobile Highway.
And that website one more time.
It is oshner.org/65 Pensacola.
All right. Thank you so much, Dawn, for being here. Thank you, Dr. Gupta. So
thank
wonderful
you.
To meet. This was her first time on the radio. I think she did
wonderful.
Pretty well.
Yay.
And again, you can go to their website to get more information. It's a great organization. Oshner Devant, 65 plus here in Pensacola.